Pittsfield's city charter has remained nearly unchanged since 1932, and now 80 years later, city officials say that the antiquated governing document requires some modern updates. Pittsfield Mayor Dan Bianchi proposed an update in April of this year, a few months after he took office.
For example, there's reference in the charter about getting a handwritten note to the city councilors prior 6 hours prior to a meeting. Well, you know, now there's so many more effective ways to communicate. Something as simple as that would be looked at.
Currently, Pittsfield elects a mayor every 2 years and has an 11-member city council. The mayor had indicated that he'd like the Charter Review Committee to also look at the governing structure of the city and determine if things can be done more effectively or efficiently.
The composition of the government, the composition and terms of the government, do they lend themselves to efficiency, best business practices? Is there a better approach?
The review committee will be comprised of 7 members, which includes 2 former city councilors and those with legal, judicial, financial, and educational experience. Pete Marchetti, who previously served on the city council, is on the review committee. He said that the group is willing and capable to meet its goals within the next year.
It's my understanding from the materials that I read that our timelines are really looking of doing a preliminary midpoint report in December and trying to finalize a report for April of 2013 to begin the process to present it to the mayor, city council, state legislature, and then ultimately to the voters in November of 2013.
The committee will also work with a hired consultant. Pete Marchetti outlined what the group will hope to tackle in their first meeting.
I think that the agenda really shows, number one, just an initial organizational meeting, electing a chairperson to lead the Charter Review Committee through the process, familiarize ourselves with the documents that have been provided to us, which is the charter itself, and the contract with the outside consultant, and then really set a timeline for the basis of how we're going to travel the course to get the review completed.
And fellow committee member Attorney William Berry is also pleased with the makeup of the Pittsfield Charter Review Study Committee.
We have a very diverse group from prior elected officials to people who are working in Pittsfield, and I'm looking forward to working with them.
Saratoga Springs, New York, is also in the process of reviewing its city charter. This November, city residents will vote on a citizen charter that has been in the works since 2009. The group Saratoga Citizen is a grassroots organization that is seeking to replace the current commission-style governing system with a council-manager form. A vote by the city council tomorrow evening will determine the language for the November ballot. Meanwhile, Scott Johnson, current mayor of Saratoga, has said that he will form a new commission to study a charter change. Johnson has previously spoken in favor of Saratoga's existing commission government. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.